Blockbuster summer movie season is happening in theaters, but on TVs, it's blockbuster streaming season. The second volume of Stranger Things Season 4 premieres on Friday. We'll talk about its return and the current catalog of geeky shows to watch, as well as what's coming soon. I'm Oscar Gonzalez, filling in for Roger Chang, and this is your Daily Charge. Joining us is CNET reporter Sean Keane. Welcome, Sean.
Hello there. General
Kenobi. So, Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2. It's coming out. Can you give a quick explanation of what Netflix did with splitting up this newest season?
So previous seasons of Stranger Things dropped all at once. So the first three seasons, just one Friday each, they all dropped. And so you could just blast through them in a day or a weekend if you wanted. Season four has been a little different in that the first seven episodes hit Netflix at the end of May. And the final two are coming this Friday.
And what's been the reception for season four? How have the people have enjoyed it, and critics, and also has been really popular on Netflix?
Yeah. So people seem to love it. I'm seeing a lot of the same criticisms in terms of like some of the storytelling and some, like, it feels drawn out in places. But I think it ended pretty solidly. This season alone has been already responsible for 880 million hours of viewing, according to the Wall Street Journal. Those are the latest figures. And it's going to quickly cross a billion after the final two episodes land on Friday, I think. The number of viewing hours has been helped by the fact that the episodes of this season have been super long. They're all over an hour. And episode 7, which was the last of the previous bunch, was an hour and 38 minutes. And that was mostly an exposition dump about the villain, just not to go into spoilers. But don't worry, the finale is even longer. Episode 9, which was coming on Friday, is 2 hours and 30 minutes long. It better be good.
that's even more than most movies these days. It seems that Stranger Things has made a music impact this season. What's the whole scenario regarding Kate Bush and Stranger Things that's becoming a whole phenomenon right now?
Yeah, so Stranger Things is all set in the 80s, and season 4 is set in 1986. Kate Bush's 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, plays multiple times in season 4, and it features heavily in one of the season's most intense scenes. It's used very effectively, which introduced the song to a whole new generation of listeners and hit number one on iTunes and got super popular on Spotify as well. Which is good, because I believe that music from the 80s is the best and every other decade sucks by comparison.
I kind of agree with that. but yeah, what's Volume 2 coming out? I know my backlog of shows is literally busting at the seams. Let's get a rundown of some of the big geek shows that people should be aware about, that maybe they're not paying attention, or they're focusing on other stuff. If they want to get some geeky shows, what's out right now? Because it seems like a lot.
Focusing on real life. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are millions and millions of shows, it seems. So The Boys, season 3, is on Amazon Prime. Where's The Orville on? Is that on Amazon Prime as well?
No, that's on Hulu.
Aha! And then there's Ms. Marvel on Disney Plus. That's a Marvel show, and that's the first season of that. And Umbrella Academy season... Is that 3?
Season 3, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, is on Netflix right now. So... And then there's Westworld season 4, which is on HBO. Just constant stuff. Now, look, sometimes it's good to take a step back and think, actually, these are TV shows. I can watch them whenever I like, or not watch them at all in some cases. So, yeah, it's good not to think of them as obligations or anything like that. And maybe just go by quality or what your friends are watching. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Make sure you get outside.
A franchise that had some big news recently was Game of Thrones. Apparently there's a new series along with the new show that's coming soon. So what's the breakdown of those two, the show that's coming out as well as the show that was announced?
So the show that's coming out is House of the Dragon. That's a prequel about the Targaryen family set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones, and that starts HBO on August 31st. And I'm going to watch it. Like, I would have said that from seasons 1 to 4, Game of Thrones is the best show I'd ever seen. And then it kind of got worse after that. but like, I don't think it was ever like truly, truly terrible. And then the other show that was recently leaked and confirmed, there's a spin-off about Jon Snow set after Game of Thrones that's in development. Apparently Kit Harington, who played Jon, suggested it to series author George R.R. Martin and HBO. Honestly, like, I think everyone would go for that. Like, people loved Jon Snow. It's been a while, but I don't think anything like he did were the things that people disliked about Game of Thrones in its latter. He was always super compelling. The main series, we're getting into slight spoiler territory, actually major spoiler territory, but that show's been over for like 3 years, so whatever. Ended with Jon rejoining the Night's Watch and leading the Wildlings beyond the Wall. So there's plenty of storytelling potential there, and he could always return to Westeros, and I don't know what he'd do.
He could maybe just check in with everybody, see how everybody's doing.
Yes, big cameo episode. Yes,
check in with Bran and see how see if there's anything he can help out with. So a big geek show that ended just recently was Kenobi on Disney Plus. What's the next series for Star Wars fans? Because Disney is definitely going all in with the TV shows instead of the movies, it seems.
Yes. So the next big Star Wars show is Andor, which is a Rogue One prequel about the Rebels by Cassian Andor. And that's starting on Disney Plus on August 31st, which is the same day as House of the Dragon.
And isn't Lord of the Rings, isn't that show coming around the same time, like within a few days, the new Lord of the Rings show?
Yeah, that's coming on September 1st. That's starting on September 1st.
We're going to have to do this whole podcast again at the end of August.
And they're on 3 separate streaming services. That's a lot for people. But I have absolute faith in Andor. I think it sounds like it's going to be a pretty intense spy show, and it won't be about the Skywalker family, which sounds like kind of a relief because we've gotten a lot of the Skywalkers. Super excited for that. Oh, and there's also, so this is kind of getting into like behind the scenes territory. There's also Light and Magic, which is a new documentary focused on industrial light and magic, the special effects house that George Lucas created in the 70s. That's starting on July 27th and will be 6 episodes long.
And for those who want to turn off the TV, apparently there's a really good Star Wars book out that you rave about a lot on Twitter that you reviewed. What is it and what's it about?
Yeah, I did express relief about like getting away from the Skywalkers, but Shadow of the Sith features Luke Skywalker pretty prominently. It is set between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, which is a super mysterious time period that everyone is fascinated by. And it's about Rey's parents, which you remember 2016, where everyone was like, so who are Rey's parents? What's going on there? And this reveals them completely. And they're fascinating. And Luke is really awesome. He's like a super powerful Jedi in it, and he's essentially what people hoped he'd be in the sequel trilogy. It's great, and everyone should read it.
And it's currently out on bookshelves or Kindles if you go that route.
Kindles or audio bookstores, yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for your time. You can check out his stories and reviews at CNET.com. If you have any questions, hit us up on Twitter at The Daily Charge or sign up for direct text messages from Roger by heading to CNET.co/Daily Charge. And if you like what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Oscar Gonzalez. Thanks for listening.